out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan, and wages and picket lines, I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Y'all, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if you're, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for the 24/7. Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, crabdiving.com. Whatever you're wearing, whatever you're eating, whatever you're sleeping with. when you're listening to us. I hope you're not. I mean, sleep, you know.
I'm banging a Klingon.
We get a download either way.
Right. An Ewok.
Squeezing one out, which I understand happens, which we really didn't need to know, but thanks.
Yeah, don't tell us anything.
To the listeners that have mentioned that they listen to us on the throne.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Gross.
Water
sports.
Right. Do you wipe
Bring me my glass coffee table.
Do you wipe forward or backwards?
Gross.
I have someone do it for me.
You don't know what you do. You don't know anything.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours slinging some liberal e-turds at the right.
Fuck you.
And hopefully entertaining a wee mote along the way.
Right.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show and all that shit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America?
Hey, America.
How you doing?
Great job.
Great job voting for Trump, dickheads.
I think I may have like literally tweeted that today at some point. Like, great job, Republicans. Like, I
did that. I blame the people that voted for him. They're just stupid. Stupid as shit.
Well, how can you not? How can they not be a little bit culpable?
I think it's a great idea, though. I mean, if we want to make a little money on the side, why don't we sell planes that are found in the video game Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, Trump... Did he? He mentioned about the Norwegians or something that we're sending them.
Yeah.
F-52s, which literally do not exist except video game Call of Duty.
I just told China some TIE fighters.
Maybe he's playing COD in his executive time. And
I can't imagine.
And that's what he was talking about. Maybe she does too, and he sent her some F-52s.
Can you do that in Call of Duty?
I don't.
God.
I'm not completely
sure. What a dickhead.
Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. We glance over there occasionally.
Oh, yes.
And you can also throw us a message over to our Facebook page. Join our community there, like our page and shit.
That's right, Pat.
15,000.
Yes.
Wonderful liberals.
We're important.
Who and a few more trolls these days. I've noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
Slight uptick in trollage going on.
Why
I assume
is that?
With the well, there's an election coming up, so I'm assuming the troll action, since our president and our fucking Congress have done fuck all about any possible Russian jizz trails in all of our election stuff.
In fact, they're preventing people from finding anything out about it. I mean,
and for a microsecond, live in the fairy world and think about if it had been, if Hillary had won and there was a whiff of Russian interference.
Well,
full commissions. We need stop Congress right now. Everybody needs to look into this.
Yeah. And you know what? It would have been the Democrats. It would have been the Democrats figuring out what fuck is going on. Oh, fuck off. You know, they would not. No. The Democrats are not equal to the Republicans in the fact that progressives will not put up with the shit Trump does. The GOP will.
Right, right. But I'm saying I would hope that if the shoe were on the sane foot,
yes,
that we would not be like the Republicans.
Of course
not.
And
that
if
we thought that there was collusion, there was a whiff of collusion on the actual evidence of it, not the, oh my God, she sold 20% of our uranium.
Oh yeah.
Fake story.
No, I think the idea that there's any, like, the Democrats or any other party in our fucking government would behave like the way the Republicans are now is folly. That is total fucking insanity.
The extremists took over, and
the opportunists,
Mitch McConnell,
allowed
the extremists to take over.
Evidenced by the fact that Al Franken's out of government.
Right, right.
When was the last time you heard from John Edwards?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
That was the big lefties on the... in the Senate, though, too, that kind of went after him right away.
Yeah, the point is the party doesn't put up with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're perfect. Of course not. Of course not.
No, we've got ass bags, too.
But they're not an equal side to the GOP.
Right now.
They're not. There's never been the GOP. When has there been a more fucked up party than now? I mean, it's historically fucked up.
Well, maybe, yeah. I don't. I'm not a historian, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. It's not two equal sides. It's you know
the Democrats in the 1860s. Maybe.
Yeah, you have to go back to a time when there wasn't penicillin. I mean, I hear people say all the time, all politicians are corrupt. Okay, not like the Republicans, and I will. That makes me insane. This is just not true.
And define corrupt, too. I mean, I guess you got to define corrupt. Who are they corrupt for?
The Russians.
Right now.
They're donors.
Right.
Not, you know, they're not doing shit for the voters, for their constituencies. They don't give a fuck.
Well, even the Democrats, the system is so fucked. We got to get money out of politics because there was a Republican from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
On telly this morning.
Hello.
And a representative from up northeast Wisconsin, I guess, maybe Green Bayish or something. And he was saying that the system is broken right now because they literally, you get to Congress, you're a new congressman, and you spend 4 to 6 hours a day fundraising.
That's fucked up.
Not shitting around, not exaggeration. You go half of your day is dedicated to fundraising to make sure, because you're doing it every 2 years.
Right.
So I'm not saying we should give them longer terms. I'm saying we get money out of it. Public funding of all elections.
Oh, yeah.
Debates. That's it.
Right.
And short-ish seasons for this election bullshit. The fact that
it's so fucking dumb.
We're 11 months away and already... They're strapping their plugging their assholes with peacock feathers.
I mean, it was already
to walk around and show how great they are.
I mean, it was already a reality show anyway, the way our campaigns and election seasons run. But then you put a guy that is reality television in the fucking White House.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, and he's so fucking stupid. Oh my God! I mean, the GOP has really put
and McConnell.
Our country in fucking weird jeopardy all over the place.
And we Boehner.
Yeah.
Boehner sold out to the loonies. McConnell sold out to the loonies.
Bush lied us into a fucking war. I mean, it's been going downhill with the GOP for a long motherfucking time. And these assholes, these fucking dickheads have the nerve to fucking say, oh, Hillary Clinton's the most corrupt politician in history. Fuck you.
I saw that again today.
That is fucking insane.
Did you see Skeksis Barbie was on with, I think it was Chris Cuomo, Kellyanne Conway, and she was like, oh, well, you know, Hillary. And he said,
oh, my God.
He goes, God, is that all you guys do is talk about Hillary around the White House? all the time. She's like, no, actually, we don't talk about her at all. It's only when we go outside or something that.
Shit. You know they talk about. You know they bring up Hillary if they got to placate the orange man.
Well,
baby.
She said it's because all of this is because the Democrats haven't accepted the fact that Hillary lost yet. That's the whole Russian thing. All of this, all the obstruction. The evil Democrats are going to shut down the government, even though the Republicans could do it by themselves.
So Michael Flynn was found guilty because of Hillary. Trump's son
Obama
set up
hired
that meeting
him.
Because of Hillary.
Obama hired Flynn.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Don Jr. What are you talking about?
You said
Mike Flynn.
Mike Flynn. And then
Mike Flynn got fired, though.
Right. But I thought you said a second name as I was saying.
No. I'm just saying that all this shit that the fucking snakes in the Trump administration, it's all because of Hillary. Everything they're doing is because of Hillary.
Yeah, because it works.
Yeah, it's so fucking dumb.
Because the Russians did a great job of helping portray her as the, ball sack.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was saying the thing is the Russians, this Russian collusion shit never would have happened with Hillary. It just, there's no way. Because we understand that the Russians are bad guys and Putin's a fucking bad guy.
Right.
I mean, it's fucking laughable.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. January 11th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
These dickheads, the GOP, listen to who they put in office.
Yeah.
Stupid
at least he was
faces.
At least he was moderately likable. I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Right.
As he lied us into a war and killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, he was folksy.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Ooh, wee wee.
Breaking news, it says.
Oh, shit.
Trump leak, ew.
Gross.
End immigrants from shithole countries. You're kidding me. This is brand new, hot off the presses. I don't know anything about this. Holy shit.
He said that?
The Washington Post and NBC News.
Oh my God.
Fake news, both of them.
Oh my God.
Said that in a meeting on Thursday with lawmakers, President Donald Trump slammed the idea of restoring protections for immigrants from, quote, shithole countries. Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here? He reportedly asked.
Oh, my God, dude.
By which he was referring to places in Africa and Haiti.
How nice. God. What?
Christina Wilkie at, I believe, NBC News tweeted, as Durbin explained how the deal would impact people from Haiti, Trump said, Haiti? Why do we want people from Haiti here?
Right. Well, because, I mean, They're immigrants. They're refugees. They're fleeing, you know.
Then they got
hardship.
To Africa. Quote, why do we want these people from all these shithole countries here? We should have more people from places like Norway.
Oh, okay. Gee, wow.
That, you mean that evil socialist country where everybody's happy?
Yeah, Pat, but you know what color their skin is?
Because they tax fuckers like you?
They're not brown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think
Holy shit. That
might be where he's going.
Of course, that's where he's going.
I mean, you know, God, what a dickhead. You know what? I mean, Haiti is a very poor country. I mean, if you're...
Still trying to rebuild from the earthquake that was, right. 10 years ago?
Yeah, they're a pile of rubble. Jeez, how compassionate.
So that's the headline. Damn. Over at the... I'm sure it's going to be fake news. He's going to deny. But never happened.
It's a leak from the White House. They don't know...
Right, and two different sources, apparently. Sources told the WAPO and NBC News.
God, I mean, that sounds... It's so disturbing. That sounds like something you'd hear at a bar or something. You know what I mean?
I'm just laughing at the word over at the Washington Post, right there in the headline, shithole. Trump attacks protections for immigrants from shithole countries.
God.
In Oval Office meeting.
Oh, my God.
Man.
What a fucking dick.
The comments, it says, according to two people briefed on the meeting.
Yes.
The comments left lawmakers taken aback, according to people familiar with their reactions. Senator Lindsey Graham. Lindsey O? His middle initial is O?
O face. Lindsey O face Graham.
Oral.
Oh, yeah. That's better.
Like Oral Roberts, the good Christian. Olin.
Oral is my middle name.
Olin.
Okay.
It's Olin. Lindsey Olin Graham.
That's some old-timey southern bullshit. Olin, fuck you.
Used to be a brand of lube.
Oh, really?
Richard Durbin and Lindsey Graham proposed cutting the visa lottery program by 50% and prioritizing countries already in the system.
What about shithole countries?
Well, that's where we're getting.
I can't believe this guy's our fucking president.
The administration, announced this week it was removing protections for citizens from El Salvador. Trump had seemed amenable to a deal earlier in the day during phone calls, according to aides, but shifted his position in the meeting, did not seem interested.
Right.
Graham and Durbin thought they would be meeting with Trump alone, were surprised to find, oh boy, immigration hardliners such as Representative Bob Goodlatte from Virginia,
Vagina.
And Senator Tom Cotton, Tehran Tom, ooh. Treason Cotton,
right,
from Arkansas, were at the meeting. So they were like, oh my God, Lindsey and Durbin are going to go talk to Trump. Put handlers in with him.
Like Tom Cotton is a handler? Is that what...
On immigration, Tom Cotton's the one that put forward that legislation that's like cut regular immigration.
Oh, God.
By vast quantities.
I mean, that's kind of funny. Lindsey Graham must have been very unhappy to see those guys there, right? I mean,
probably if those two lunatics were there.
What's his name? Blatt?
Goodlatte.
Goodlatte. Fuck them.
Representative Bob Goodlatte and Tom Cotton, too. Really, like they probably sit around and rub foreskins with Stephen Miller.
Ugh.
That kind of hatred of immigrants.
So Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham didn't know they were going to do a TV show?
What do you mean?
Well, aren't we talking about the...
No, this is today.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yesterday's big meeting. No,
my mistake.
Today they had...
I thought you were talking about yesterday.
They had a private meeting. So they thought.
Right.
That they were going to meet with him. And then all of a sudden a couple of representatives showed up. Like,
oh,
it was two senators going to see the president.
Jeez.
And all of a sudden these two hardline asshole representatives from Congress show up.
Right.
To hold Trump's dick.
Yeah. Ooh.
And to make sure they tell him, no, don't agree. Don't agree. Don't agree with these evil.
How many people do you need to hold his dick?
With
really?
A rhino. I mean, with a rhino and the rhino and the
dickhead
and the libtard.
Jeez.
The Durbin's from Illinois, right?
Right. He's been around for fucking ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone to jail?
No. Wow, isn't that crazy?
A lot of Illinois.
but see, Pat, he's a progressive. He's a Democrat.
Oh, some of the Democrats have gone to jail, too, I think.
I'm not counting that other guy.
Blagojevich?
Yeah.
Blagojevich is, I told you, I had a Blagojevich story.
Yeah.
From way back. my parents.
He was horrible on Apprentice.
Yeah, my parents were. One of his buddies, Ed Verdoliak, was the whole cabal that they kind of had. But he was alderman at one point. My dad was gonna. My parents were gonna move in there, and it was literally run like the mob,
right?
Like one of this great neighborhood in this ward, and you had to go suck the dick of Verdoliak. And my dad was like, "I ain't doing it. Fuck it." And we ended up over on the other side of the South Side,
shit,
close to the Negroes.
Wow.
Gasp.
But Chicago, man. I mean, Chicago, how does any politician not stay uncorrupted there? I mean, Richie Daley, the top Democrat there for years. Right. I mean, he's just evil as fuck.
I'm not saying they were great, the Democrats, but fuck.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I think, where labor gets a bad name a lot of times because of the abuses.
Right.
Of big labor during those periods and stuff like that, where
shenaniganry
and corruption, even if it purports to represent labor, is still not good.
Yeah, and I think it's easier to paint union bosses as bad guys when they've been portrayed in the movies as like mob connected for fucking
years. Right, right.
But then if we think about white collar crime and what these evil ass motherfucking CEOs do that we never fucking hear about, I mean, come on.
The so that's your headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudges are dredging up in Swampland, USA.
Suck my dick.
Twitter shadow banning, it says. Blocks opposing views. Oh, here we go. Some of the right-wing snowflakes are crying that they're being... shadow banning? So this leads to... Oh, I've really sullied my computer now. Projectveritas.com. That's that fraud, that asshole that runs around doing fake videos like Baby Chop Shop.
Oh, my God.
And the guy that got caught...
In Texas or something?
The guy that got caught... I think he was charged in Texas and was caught not that long ago trying to infiltrate like campaigns, right?
Yeah. God damn. Project Veritas.
Twitter engineers to ban a way of talking through shadow banning. Algorithms to censor opposing political opinions.
What the fuck is that? And this is on Project Veritas?
Stephen Pierre...
Oui.
Twitter engineer explains shadow banning, says it's going to ban a way of talking. Oh, it's going to. Right. Oh, Twitter's going to do it.
We don't even know what it is.
People think that no one's engaging with your content when in reality no one's seeing it.
Oh, I see.
He says the banning process is there's no like process. If it was a pro-Trump thing and I'm anti-Trump, I ban your whole account. It's at your discretion.
Right. Oh, so I can shadow ban people. Oh, it's just a way to mute people.
Well, they're talking... They're talking about the people that review it.
Oh, okay.
Like, there'll be a complaint. They'll review the tweet and say, okay, yeah, you're banned because I hate Trump.
Right. Oh, okay. They're the victims. Oh, I see.
Olinda Hassan, policy manager for Twitter Trust and Safety, explains we're trying to downrank shitty people to not show up.
Right.
We're working on that right now. Well, I mean, they've been screaming because
they
ban, you know, they post something racist and they get a ban for a temporary ban or something. They scream, well, my First Amendment. Well, it's not. It's a company.
Yeah, it's private. Twitter's a private company.
So they went and formed that alternative, Gab.
Right.
It's shocker. It's failing miserably.
Wow. I've never even heard of it.
Oh, I understand. It's terrifying over there. I bet.
Yeah.
The alt-right little pissy boys, little weenie boys who... are insecure in their masculinity.
They go on Gab.
And hate brown people.
Right. Gab, does that stand for something? G-A-B?
I don't know.
It's a shitty name. Gab.
I think it was some asshole that got banned from Twitter, and he's like, I'm going to start my own.
Right.
Where I can say the horrible, shitty things I want to. First Amendment.
Well, isn't that just your circle of friends and who you email? I mean, you know what I mean?
But I'm sure, try to be a liberal over at Gab.
Oh, you're going to get banned.
I'm sure the First Amendment is really being used over at Gab.
Fake news.
Right.
You just say what Rachel Maddow says.
Although they probably love liberals over there. They get to...
Oh, yeah.
Shitpost and pile on. And when the numbers are overwhelmingly against.
Yeah. And they do shitty things like they'll dox you probably or who knows.
And their usual tactic of just what about?
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
Well, what about Anthony Weiner and Uma? Huh?
I got a good one. What about Vince Foster?
Yeah.
They love that. Shit.
Project fucking Veritas.
Yeah.
Drudge Report links to in their headline.
Veritas means truth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So there you go.
Wow. Congratulations, everybody. Don't shadow ban me.
And sometimes Drudge links to almost reputable.
Yeah.
Places, and then they'll post something to InfoWars or Project fucking Veritas.
Yeah, it seems like to me the big story of today would be, holy shit, our president really sounds fucking crazy, doesn't he? You know? I mean, he's tweeting out the opposite of what he wants. He's talking about planes that don't fucking exist. They don't want to talk about that at Drudge.
They're spreading that storm thing more now.
What is the storm?
We talked about that thing that bubbled up from the anus of 4chan and Reddit, that it's all a secret. It's QAnon, that one poster who claims to be in the inner circle with Trump and is letting all the truth out, that it's really Trump is playing quantum 17D chess and he's ahead of everybody. And this Mueller thing is they're really working together with Trump to ensnare the evil labia of Killery and the deep state, and they're ripping it out. Look, root and branch. Obama's gonna go to jail. Eric Holder, they can't wait for him to go to jail.
I think this is a gigantic undercover sting operation.
Absolutely.
To rid the Republic of the deep state.
Yes.
And the black fingers of Obama.
Trump is the genius sent by the Lord who has outmanipulated everybody and somehow figured out a way to do this. And ha-ha, you dumb libtards, any moment now.
Jeez.
It's Shillery and Obama and Holder and all of them.
Ooh.
Susan Rice.
Oh, my gosh,
they're
going to
be led away in chains like they should be.
I feel like a big cook.
And... So that's been burbling up in places. And,
yummy.
And now whoever posts this as Q is, you know, probably got a perennial hard on now, because whoever this moron is has now created this persona that no matter what he types, somebody sees a secret code in it. Like he types, just went to Piggly Wiggly.
Ooh.
And then 3 days later, they're like, did you see that? The way Trump wiggled his pinky when he was talking. It's a secret sign that he knows about QAnon and he supports him.
Do they like have a little decoder ring, like, you know, with Little Orphan Annie?
A decunter ring.
That's funny.
So now InfoWars is on board.
Oh, okay.
Now Alex is starting to talk
with
about this
QAnon that. QAnon shit.
And Lunkhead.
Hannity?
Yeah.
Damn.
Has started talking about the storm brewing. There's a storm brewing, everybody. Just wait. Just wait for the WikiLeaks.
It's so fucking crazy, man. I mean, if there's... I guess maybe that sort of explains why this is called Stupid Watergate. I mean, that makes sense then if this is a big fucking sham.
Right.
I mean, if this is a sham and it doesn't make any fucking sense... And everyone's so stupid, and you know what? That makes sense. Trump's playing a part. Eric Trump is playing a part. Ivanka's playing a part.
Let me see if I can. Alex Jones, the storm. Yeah, he recently, I guess they just had this one guy who's on there, Corsi, that old man. that does a show that's boring
on InfoWars.
Yeah, as an entertaining Alex is, this guy's like a soul suck. As you just listen to him, he's so boring.
I mean, the content on InfoWars doesn't work without somebody like Alex Jones.
But crazier, and I think Corsi's the guy that thinks that there's a pedo farm on Mars.
A pedo farm?
Or something.
Old McDonald had a pedo farm.
And in fact, let me see. There's a guy, I think it's an over at Right Wing Watch. I'm not going to play it because he's boring. He's boring. But there's a clip of him on some, you know, Google Hangout show.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's saying, well, now that we have definitive proof that this QAnon is real.
Yes.
Because sometime over the weekend on Reddit, QAnon posted and they're like, we know it's him because there's some tricode that he posts in or something that only identifies him. It's so bizarre.
Everybody's a fucking genius.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody gets to play fucking Jack Bauer. Everybody's
the only
a spy, a super spy from their Barca lounger with their Bud Light.
Oh yeah, you figured it out, but nobody else.
Right.
Wow.
He said the QAnon posted a picture and it says, look familiar?
Yeah.
Something. And then it says this weekend. And the picture is of a big, fat, fancy pen.
Right.
And it says, recognize the desk? ?
No shit.
And Corsi's like, it was obviously, what does he call it? Now I need to look this up. He names the desk. Like, I guess there's the Resolute desk is in the Oval Office
the
right now.
The one that Trump has a little button for a Diet Coke.
I guess there's another desk. I don't know. There's another desk.
The not-so-resolute desk.
That has a name that is, according to Corsi, is at Camp David.
Right.
From last weekend. And he said that he was on the Hagman report, it says.
Right.
He learned about the storm from following breadcrumbs posted by QAnon. And based on what he has seen so far, 2018 will be the year that President Trump finally saves America.
With what? With what? Like fucking spaceships from goddamn Star Trek or something?
The storm is upon us, he said.
Yay.
This guy's on InfoWars. 2018 will be the year of the counterattack that Donald Trump is going to wage against the deep state.
Ah! Where is the deep state then? Where is the evidence of it? If we have it, we don't have one shred
it's all
of
over.
Fucking evidence.
Look at Hillary. Trail of bodies.
Right, absolutely. Big mass grave on some piece of property owned by her and Bill.
Gay people marrying and shit.
Oh, ew.
This is going to be a battle of enormous proportions, ooh, which will determine whether or not the American public as a constitutional republic sustains or does not. Depending on Donald Trump's success or failure, we will have a coup d'etat, which will replace the Constitution with a globalist socialist state.
Oh shit, not in a coup d'etat.
I think I made that infinitely more entertaining.
Oh,
than this
I
guy
think
does,
so
because he sounds like, depending on Donald Trump's success or failure, we will have a coup d'etat which will replace the Constitution with a globalist closing state.
Oh geez, you're talking about, you know, the overthrow of our government. You don't think you could put some, you know, inflection in your voice, a little bit more urgency in that read?
So then he talks about this pen. He's like, well, it's obviously okay, here he is. Fuck it.
We're not just now preparing. Now we're into the battle fully. The storm is upon us. And I've said from the beginning of this year that 2018 will be the year of the counterattack that Donald Trump is going to wage against the deep state. And this is going to be a battle of enormous proportions, which will determine whether or not the American Republic as a constitutional republic sustains or does not. Depending
I just read this. I'm sorry. I thought
on Donald Trump's
really
success
good.
Or failure, we will have a coup d'etat, which will replace the Constitution with a globalist socialist state, which is what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama wanted to impose. And this is a battle of classic heroic proportions, which is going to be waged in an intelligence front. And the average American person would be unaware of it.
He does a show on InfoWars.
Jesus.
And this is as exciting as it is.
You know, it's so frustrating. Like, yes, Hillary, Obama, it's a coup. They're taking over the planet with a globalist agenda. But let's just for one second look at Donald Trump. Why did he collude with Russia? Why did someone float the idea of moving troops in the Balkans to appease Putin? I mean, if you want me to sound like I have a tinfoil hat on, I mean, I think it would be easier to make a case that Trump is in the middle of a coup,
mm-hmm.
trying to change what our country is about. Right? I mean, we don't know what the fuck he's up to. I mean, it's some pretty weird, bizarre shit.
This isn't even the fucking clip I was talking about. This is a different The Storm Is Upon Us.
Damn, how does this guy have a show?
So this is him saying The Storm Is Upon Us. Here he is talking about the thing with the pen.
Yes.
Okay, let's look at the posts from yesterday. Now we went through and that pen is actually the pen that's on the desk is actually on Obama's old Camp David desk, correct? That's what we did.
Yeah, that's the Laurel desk that's in the it's the one that Obama used, and apparently Trump is also using it.
You can see the black fingerprints all over it.
Oh yeah, I know. He used it. He wrote on the desk.
Little curly hairs all over it. Just gross.
Damn, this guy is such an asshole.
The Laurel desk.
I never heard that name before.
And
that's nice.
Listen to how sure he is. Oh, that's the Laurel desk.
How do you know?
At the picture.
At Camp David. That's the desktop at Camp David.
Awesome.
And again, we're talking about some anonymous lunatic poster that people have been now following and worshiping, thinking that he's posting in some crazy code. Because he's aware of the giant bomb that's going to go off in our government. And hundreds of senators, they think everybody's going down. Pelosi, everybody, every Democrat. And Rhino, Lindsey Graham, he's going down too.
Well, you know, man.
He's going down.
They don't have a choice but to believe in this shit, you know? Because it would make them so happy. They want this so bad. They really want to believe that Donald Trump isn't this shitty. He's putting on an act that he didn't really betray our country. He didn't collude with Russia.
He's not dumb. Because they wouldn't vote for anybody dumb.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, this really justifies their existence, especially people like this fucking boring monotone.
The scary thing is I put on the boots and went wading into QAnon, hashtag QAnon, hashtag follow the white rabbit, hashtag the storm's coming or the storm. God damn, that's some scary shit because I saw a frightening number of, not all of them, you know, obviously, but a frightening number of posts that were saying if Trump ends up getting impeached, you're gonna grab a gun with me, right?
Oh my God.
Kind of shit.
What?
That if we can't win at the, and especially in 2018, if the Democrats sweep like they're saying, obviously it's fake. The deep state has taken over. We're going to have to grab our guns.
It's crazy to me that these guys would even entertain the idea of taking up arms in support of a president that he doesn't care about you.
He promised to get rid of all the brown people.
Look at it. Look at what he's doing, though. He doesn't care.
You're right.
They don't see that.
They don't
that.
Care. The worst of the deplorables.
Trump hates you. Trump would hate the deplorables. He would hate hanging out with a bunch of poor people.
Although, more hate him now.
Yeah.
Did I get rid of the... I might have gotten rid of it. I had the story yesterday, but it was about Fucker Carlson. Here it is. I do have it. Fucker Carlson... on his shit fest.
Oh, yes.
was kind of echoing what the Breitbart commenters in that cesspool,
right,
were, many of them were squealing about, was after they decided they hated Bannon because how dare he go after King Trump. Then President Trump went and said, oh, yeah, I would totally do a deal with DACA.
Oh, they must have lost their fucking minds.
What? We hate him again. Bannon was right.
I mean,
and Tucker Carlson is of that ilk, too. Ann Coulter. Like, that's it. His presidency is over if he grants amnesty to these foul illegals.
Because what do they want? Do they want the brown people to leave?
Launched.
God damn. Like, what good does...
Summarily. Not tomorrow. Like, I saw a lot of comments that were saying, well, they gave these Guatemalans a year to get out of here. What the fuck? Put them out tomorrow.
They have family. They have property. Right. They have jobs. They have a life, you can't fucking dickhead.
You can't tell them that.
But yes, I'm sorry. Their skin is not white.
That Guatemalan restaurant owner is taking my job.
Yeah, or a doctor or a fucking anything.
Or whatever.
It's insane.
Here's Fucker Carlson. I apologize for you having to listen to his sad little man baby voice.
What a dick.
You or your family. Yet these are the same people the president now says he trusts to write the immigration bill, the one he'll sign no matter what it says. So what was the point of running for president? You remember the president also ran on his skills as a negotiator, and he...
What was the point of running for president? Like, that was his...
Right.
They think that's his only... That should be his only number one priority.
Well, if you think about his slogan, Make America Great Again, which we know means Make America White Again.
Yep.
This would be a key, you know, component to that bullshit.
Tucker Carlson.
Remember, the president also ran on his skills as a negotiator, and he clearly has skills as a negotiator. Where were they today?
Based on what?
The president signaled he'd be happy to legalize hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants now, and then at some point in the future, tackle all that other stuff, like making sure they can't bring millions of their relatives from the third world along with them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This guy is such a racist.
I don't think the DACA recipients are eligible for chain migration. I don't think a kid in college can walk into the immigration office and say, hey, I'm sponsoring my third cousin to show up. I don't think they can do that.
And don't you think Fucker knows that? He's not.
Of course he does.
So he's, God, so he's totally fucking evil. He is just dog whistling the racist.
Absolutely.
Oh, you Nazi fuck.
...with their relatives from the third world along with them. That's not much of a negotiation. Amnesty for DACA recipients is the only leverage the White House has. Amnesty. Once the president agrees to let them jump to the head of the line, ahead of millions of other people hoping to come here legally, the negotiation is over. At that point, why would Democrats agree to anything? Ending chain migration, the diverse...
So, wait a minute, the only thing that the Republicans have is holding a gun to those young people's heads.
I mean...
Why would we let that hostage go?
Right. I get his reasoning here. I mean, DACA is a real thing, and Trump can use it as leverage to get his wall and border security, which are based on fiction. So if they give the Democrats DACA, why would they give in to his fucking wall? And why would they anyway? It doesn't make any sense. And if it made sense, you wouldn't have to leverage your legislation like this.
There were burbles today from... some of these lawmakers that were saying, well, they're getting closer to a deal on DACA. That yesterday's crazy meeting with Trump helped, and that they actually somehow are going to. But one of the people said that it was, they're going to lower the percentage of lottery based entries by 50%.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then.
Which seems shitty.
Grant priorities to certain countries or some bullshit. No wall, but a couple hundred miles of fence.
Oh, God.
They agreed to. And what's the other one? Chain migration. I think they agreed to look into it or something. Like that. Like it's pretty much almost a full win for the Democrats.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats said, I'm all for high-tech border protection.
Right.
Good high tech, not, what was it? Mike Bloomberg was on telly today.
Yeah.
And he said it's a, this wall is a third century solution to a 21st century problem.
Yeah, put up a fucking wall. Right. Like in China.
Right. He said, but no, you use drones, you use electronic surveillance, you use, you know, all kinds of fancy shit that
fuck
we have.
Up the environment, right? We don't know what the, we talked about this before. I mean, you don't know what the environmental impact of just putting a wall in the middle of North America might be, or towards the bottom or whatever. You know.
So,
how stupid.
Here's the rest of fucker.
Agree to anything. Ending chain migration, the diversity lottery, supporting a merit-based system that might actually help America.
But this might be the end of Trump, is what I'm saying, is that if he agrees to this deal that they're being alleged,
right,
he'll say, I'm getting a wall. I'm getting 600 miles of wall, which is really 600 miles of fence. Because you notice in that meeting, he started saying, well, you don't need a wall everywhere. There's places where
he's
there's like a forest. There's places where there's like a raging river. Big river.
Right. And that is not a big violent. He said a violent river.
Big violent river.
Why is he so fucking weird? He's weird about water.
He's weird about everything.
Yeah, he is.
Big, tremendous.
I mean, the way he talks about water and the way he drinks water. I'm just trying to.
Something going on there.
Yeah,
with that,
I guess maybe.
That weird thing.
Oh, I know.
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
You loon. You fucking loon.
But he's going to lose these people.
Yeah.
And then he'll be of no use to them. And his approval rating will plummet even more. And then even Mitch the Bitch and that whore Paul Ryan will no longer find him a useful idiot.
Right. And now, finally, now that he's brought our country to in the middle of some...
They got their tax cuts, though.
Right. Hey, we've almost started a war with North Korea.
Sure.
Fuck it. Who gives a shit? He got our tax cuts.
No chance. The Democrats' goal is to import more Democratic voters and by any means necessary.
I love that Democrats are not... But more popular. They won the popular vote the last couple of times, or how many times?
Yeah.
Twice since 2000. Won the popular vote, lost the election because of that stupid electoral college. Because Cletus's vote, somewhere out in the middle of West Virginia, Montana.
Yeah,
means more than my vote.
Maybe they count the tumbleweeds and the rocks. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just not what we're not getting what we want. Our country, we don't get what we want.
Right.
We want gun control. There's no gun control.
But he's going to lose his people.
Yeah.
And he'll no longer be useful to them. And then they're going to find scruples and decide that, oh, maybe there is something to this Russian collusion. But who knows how deep it goes? Why is Lindsay?
I think you made a point a couple of shows ago. By the way, for past episodes of Crab Diving, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, go to crabdiving.com. You made a point that we don't know if Russia has compromise on some of these fuckers in the House, in the Senate. We don't know.
It was shown that the RNC was probably broken into also.
What the fuck did they have on
Where's
Lindsay?
WikiLeaks with that?
I don't know.
Where's the RNC leaks?
You're telling me... All those Republicans, Russia doesn't have stuff on them. I mean,
right.
It just seems like, I don't know.
And in a lot of the comments over at Breitbart, they seem to be more lost Trump than kept Trump.
Oh, sad. Damn.
If he does this, and that's any kind of a deal on DACA, they want those DACA kids flung the fuck out.
They must
100% zero tolerance. Out.
You know, of course they're racist, but they must not understand DACA. They must not get what it is.
They don't care.
They're
illegals and they're brown.
Oh my God.
And they're rapists.
Oh yes. Well, see, now that is the fucking evil, insidious thing the Republicans did. The idea that they're saying that there's all these rapists, you know, all these DACA people are out there committing crimes and shit. I mean, that's just...
Well, if you're convicted of a crime and you're on DACA, guess what you lose? DACA!
Right.
You lose it.
Yeah. in that lottery system, I mean, those people are vetted.
Right.
And the refugees coming from Syria, those people are vetted.
Right. Well, to hear Trump talk about it, they're handing out lottery tickets at the prisons in other countries, and they're like, here.
He's scapegoating. That's all he's doing. It's fucking fascism.
Right. Yep. God, where the fuck were we? Oh, Fucker Carlson.
God, this dickhead.
Once they retake the Congress and the presidency, and if Trump betrays his base in immigration, that'll definitely happen. It is over. Say goodbye to borders. They are done. Keep in mind that the top Democrat in the House recently thanked illegal aliens for sneaking into this country. That's how Democrats feel, and they're not pretending anymore. Being a Trump voter isn't always easy. It's like rooting for the underdog in baseball, the old Chicago Cubs.
How dare you?
Oh, sorry, Kate. Oh, my God. I scared the dog. Damn, fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, my God, you piece of shit. Oh,
I didn't know that part.
You piece of human fucking garbage.
What an asshole. How dare you compare it to my cub?
Where are you from, dickhead? Can we send you back? You're from hell. You're from Middle Earth. From Mordor. Go, hey, go shove that fucking bow tie up your fucking ass, you fucking loser. How the fuck?
He compared Donald Trump to the Cubs.
That's so fucking stupid.
The underdog. Fucking A.
The
underdog billionaire.
Donald Trump's the underdog billionaire that inherited all his money from his fucking gross, fucking corrupt father.
And inherited an entire shyster machine of nefarious types to protect
their cartoon line.
His ass, yeah.
Yeah. How many underdog heroes do you know that grab pussies and rape and fucking you're just disgusting.
Failed upward.
God, Tucker, you're a piece of fucking shit.
On one level, there is pride, the pride that comes from doing something that fashionable people consider insane. And that's a good feeling. But there's also some disappointment along the way. And honestly, there's some embarrassment. But you silently bear it because you know that when they finally win the World Series, it'll be worth everything you went through.
Fashion. Poor conservatives, the poor Trump supporters. He's happy that the fashionable people consider it absurd. He's happy.
Let me understand this.
You're still mad about the Cubs.
I'm furious. He says, so when the Cubs finally win the World Series, that's like, so when Trump finally deports all the brown people, it's going to be worth it.
Yep.
That's what he means. Hey, man, fuck you, you piece of shit. God, you suck.
Yeah, when we get to throw all the libtards in jail.
Oh, yes. God.
Every sarcastic dig from your brother-in-law at Thanksgiving will seem small by comparison. In the Trump presidency, the World Series is this immigration bill. It's the big payoff. It's the whole point of the exercise. And they're not allowed to blow it.
There you go.
They are going to blow it, dickhead. Because let me explain something to you, you piece of fucking shit. There's not going to be a wall. You're not going to get that. And they're not going to fucking deport DACA people. They just aren't. That's not going to happen, you fuckface. But I'll tell you what is going to happen. Your little orange man baby fucking Cheeto teats of a dickhead. There's some bad shit that's going to come out from Mueller. And maybe he's fucking impeached. And you know what? I hope you're sad. And I hope you cry. I hope I get to see Tucker Carlson shed sad little GOP fuck tears. For
the deep state has won. President Trump's been removed from office.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab my gun and start fighting.
Whatever.
Tucker Carlson. I'm sure he'll be out there on the front lines.
Your president is a treasonous, lecherous, racist, elitist, fucking sexist dickhead piece of fucking shit.
Those are his good points.
Yes. God. The Chicago Cubs. How fucking dare you, you piece of fucking garbage. I am never going to forget that. Never.
So, back to Corsi. We never even finished this thing. So, Jerome Corsi of the InfoWars was talking about this deep state. That's how we got to Fucker Carlson.
Right.
Piece
of shit.
That this QAnon is somehow tied, this poster on Reddit is somehow tied to the Trump administration, all the secrets.
Yeah.
At one point posted something like, somebody was like, shouldn't you be sleeping? You're up late. And it was like, if you knew all the secrets, or you knew all the truth, you wouldn't be able to sleep either.
Oh, fuck you. Please. Truth. You're dumb.
And the truth is that the deep Hillary deep Clinton state. Pedophile
oh, yes.
Obama state. There's definitely pedophilia.
The pederast state
is going to be brought down any minute by the genius, the multiple level chess player, multiple. Donald Trump.
Right. Hey, and by the way, Tucker and all you dickhead right wing nut job fuck faces, the pederasts are the GOP. They are you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are the pederasts and the dickheads that fucking molest people and have weird shit going on. Denny Hastert. Terrorizing kids on his fucking wrestling team.
There's the occasional Democrat.
Occasional. Occasional.
But hopefully we don't cover it up.
No.
We run them out of the party.
Al Franken, I mean, who knows what went on with him? Maybe he did some inappropriate shit backstage. He's gone. Roy Moore ran for the Senate seat in Alabama, and people came forward saying that when they were children, when they were teenagers, when he was... The DA or something, he took their face and shoved them in his fucking crotch. And he ran. He ran for Senate for the Republicans.
I like you. Because you are special.
Oh, my God. Give me some cyanide.
So where we left Jerome Corsi, he was doing his YouTube hangout show talking to someone. They now have irrefutable proof that QAnon is real.
Yay.
Because QAnon... posted a photograph of a pen on a desk.
Yes.
And it says, recognize the desk? Question mark.
Oh, my God.
And Corsi said it's the whatever the fuck it is desk.
Yes.
At Camp David.
The Laurel.
So obviously, and this was from last weekend when everybody was supposed to be at Camp David. So obviously, QAnon is really somebody in the inner circle right next to Trump was able to take a picture of his pen sitting on Obama's old desk.
Fuck you.
Used, and apparently Trump is also using at Camp David. That's the desktop at Camp David.
Awesome. The one I really want to go into.
And by the way, the pen is a Mont Blanc ink pen that Trump has used for a long time. And so when QAnon... and it's post 8159 on Saturday. He said, you know, he showed a picture of the pen and the desk. He says, you know, look familiar. Note the desk. Where is this, everyone? And it's the weekend. God bless Q. Well, that's Camp David over the weekend. And that picture had to have been taken by somebody who was there with President Trump, his pen on the desk. And that pretty much authenticates that, again, QAnon is very close to Donald Trump and present at some of these really important inner circle White House meetings.
Holy shit. I mean, God.
I saw the picture.
Right.
It is a big fat pen.
Okay.
Sitting on wood. You can't see any background. You can't see the desk.
Maybe they analyzed
it. It's a zoom in.
Right.
You can't tell. It could be... It could be sitting on a piece of shitty rec room paneling that somebody laid down on the ground. You cannot tell
right.
that it's anything but a pen sitting on a piece of wood.
There's this guy's name Corsi?
Yeah, yeah.
Corsi, if you're talking about a coup or whatever, finally the slaying of the deep state, if that's what you're talking about, can you get a little bit more animated? Holy God, you're
boring.
But
this is obviously the pen. On that
yes,
desk.
Of course.
On the Laurel desk.
He figured this out. Of course he did.
I don't know how. How do you recognize? I recognize that grain pattern.
If you asked him, he would be like, I analyzed it. You suck.
It's insane. It's a close-up of a pen on a desk. It could be an IKEA desk that you screwed together yourself over a weekend.
You know, you right-wing nut job dickbags, you're either boring as fuck or you're irritating. You're just shit. You're garbage.
Definitive proof.
So
well,
stupid.
Now we have proof that QAnon is part of the inner circle.
Stop the Russia investigations, please. There's
Amazing.
Nothing to see. There's no fucking collusion. Just like Man Baby says.
Jerome Corsi of InfoWars.
God, Jerome, you should think every day. Every day you go to work, you think Alex Jones that you have a job because you blow. You suck at your job, my friend. You are boring. He sucks. How the fuck did Alex Jones hire that guy? God damn, dude. I mean, fuck. Take an acting class. Take a voice class. Do something. Take a god. Is he on Xanax?
Well, he's 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. Join us. Lots of fun clips.
Right.
Got one of Kevin Swanson tomorrow. Make you laugh.
Such a shithead. He calls for the death of gay people. Right.
Kevin Swanson, the deep state.
He is mentally ill. Just like many of
making
you.
Making money off
nut
Christians.
Jobs.
Making money off of them. How crazy is he?
Tucker, Corsi, Alex Jones, Swanson, all just fucking head cases. What do you think they need? Lithium? Do you think that would help these assholes?
I think they're probably on a lot of shit.
I mean, people would say, well, you're a crazy already. Leftist. You're crazy fucking leftist. Yeah, but I'm not. God, what you believe in is based in hate.
Yay.
And racism and violence and shit like that.
And exclusion.
Yeah. The only people I want to exclude from everything is you.
You're not tolerant liberal. I saw that. Somebody commented on one of our posts on Facebook or something. Oh, tolerant lib.
Yeah, not for bullshit.
We don't have to tolerate intolerance. No. That's the paradox of tolerance.
Or stupidity.
Yeah, tomorrow will be an action-packed Faithless Friday, everybody. Tune in 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Viva la resistance!
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or anything like that, but if you want to toss us a shekel or two, you can do so by buying shit through our Amazon portal.
Yummy!
You're going to buy it on the internet through Amazon and get your delivery in a couple days or so.
Right, and if anybody wants to drop by envelopes of cash to the Crab Diving Studios, send me a note and I'll...
Just meet you in a parking lot somewhere.
Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon, and that'll take you right to Amazon every time. And whatever you buy, we get a little commissione.
Cha-ching, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Pay up. Pay up, man. I'm like Trump walking around NATO. You guys need to pay up. The envelope slide.
Oh, you're like that prosperity pastor.
Oh my god, Paula White.
Paula whatever. She says you gotta pay up or else.
Yeah, you're gonna go to hell.
Give us part of your salary or else.
Yeah. A tenth.
Donald Trump, you may have heard of him.
Oh yeah, I know who this guy is.
Already today.
Emboldening the idiots to do bad things. That's who this guy is.
Twitter Festivus this morning got all over the internet is Trump calling Haiti and African nations shithole countries. Holy crap.
That's the worst shit ever, dude. Like,
why are we letting people from these shithole countries come to the United States?
And you saw like
that,
like,
was the Irish, by the way. That was my peeps.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
In the early 1900s, late 1800s, the Irish and the Italians were the people from the countries you don't want to come.
You know, the problem with Trump saying that is, you know, I feel like a dick having to explain it is because, like, people, racist assholes who actually say shit like that out loud, just like Trump, were like, whoa, wow, I'm right. My president says the same thing. So I can say this. I can tell this to my kids. And my kids can go repeat it at school. Meanwhile, what do you know, Haitians get picked on or whoever. Fuck off.
12 hours ago.
Yes.
6 a.m. Washington time.
Right.
Executive time.
Executive time. It's my jacking time. Fuck you.
Twump tweeted.
Twump.
Disproven and paid for by Democrats dossier. Used to spy on Trump campaign. Period. Did FBI use Intel tool to influence the election? ? At Fox and Friends. Did Dems or Clinton also pay Russians? Where are hidden and smashed DNC servers?
Oh my God.
Where are crooked Hillary emails? No. What a mess.
Oh,
well,
yes.
I agree with them on that last
sentence. What a fucking mess. Can you believe this shit?
That's what the president was doing 12 hours ago.
That's gaslighting, right?
Composing that. Yep.
That's gaslighting.
11 hours ago in New Quinnipiac poll, 66% of people feel the economy is, quote, excellent or good. That is the highest number ever recorded by this poll. Meanwhile, the asterisk on that is that this idiot touted a poll that the one or two questions down in the same poll was, to whom do you give credit of this booming economy? And 48% said Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, jeez.
And like 30-something percent said Trump. So people believe, that the economy is still in an upswing because of Obama's policies and not all of a sudden because of Schindler's genius.
But that part of the poll is bullshit.
He touts that poll.
Tout this poll, dickhead.
Then, I don't know. Oh, I know what he saw. On Fox and Friends, they had Judge Napolitano on.
Right.
That lunatic. And he was squealing baby squeals. He hates, he's one of these libertarian-y kind of guys, hates the FISA Act, any kind of surveillance.
Right.
Big brother government. This is evil. Americans getting caught up, getting spied on.
Sure. Does he put a little post-it note above the on the camera on his laptop so no one can...
Probably. You should.
I got one right here on my iPad. Should I have a...
You're being watched when you are watching iPad porn.
Enjoy the show, guys.
So today the House was voting to re-up on the like Article 702 of the FISA Act.
Okay.
Which is this, the government can sweep and suck in all this data of foreign types as we're spying.
Okay.
If Americans get caught up in it, their names are redacted, right?
Right.
And then they have to say, can I get this unmasked? Because I want to see what this name is, because it might be relevant. And if it's not, it's not. Well, that's what the Republicans are piggy squealing about, because it happened to Trump, allegedly.
Yeah, yeah.
They were following Russians and listening to Russians. And guess whose name started popping up?
Trump.
Michael fucking Flynn, Paul Manafort, Don J. Trump Jr. I love it.
I mean.
So that's what Trump means when he says he was being... he was being wiretapped.
Right.
His people were caught up in wiretaps because they were tapping the fuck out of Russians.
God. And they were doing bad shit.
Right.
I mean, what?
So that's the only reason he hates this. So so he heard Napolitano say
crazy.
That, and he was like, oh, my God, give me my phone.
Right.
Quote, this is a tweet.
Yeah.
House votes on controversial FISA Act today. This is the act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier to so badly surveil,
yes,
to so badly surveil and abuse the Trump campaign by the previous administration and others? Question mark.
Instead of badly, should he have used another word or poorly?
Wrongly surveil.
Yeah, wrongly. Badly. I was badly surveilled.
It sounds like they did a pretty good job, actually.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So now he's pissed about the FISA Act. But the night before, he was like, you guys got to pass this. We need it for national security.
Right.
Napolitano says something to him personally on Trump TV in the morning.
Okay.
The long 3-hour blowjob for Trump. And he's like, oh, my God, totally. I'm tweeting this. And then somebody was like, Mr. President, you know, you're for the FISA Act. So then 2 hours later.
Right.
With that being said.
He doesn't understand anything.
I have personally directed the fix to the unmasking process since taking office. And today's vote is about foreign surveillance of foreign bad guys on foreign land. We need it. Get smart.
Get smart. You get smart. I mean, you get smart. You're the one fucking tweeting it. You know these fuck ups.
So,
God damn.
You know, the internet rightfully unkind to the president today with his ridiculous flip flop.
I was reading an article about this, and this, I think it's WAPO, they were saying he either doesn't, whoever is advising him, he's not understanding what they're saying to him, or he doesn't understand Fox and Friends or whoever the fuck he was watching, or he doesn't right. understand his positions. So which is it? Is it all? Is it he just not know?
I'm sorry. I've never seen the word shithole so many times in the headlines.
This guy is such a
shithole countries. And the countries are Africa, African countries, and Haiti. Black people. I mean, holy fuck.
Imagine the leader of the quote-unquote free world saying to Haiti, like, so much poverty there. You know?
It's a shithole.
You guys are living in a shithole. They're like, no shit, we're poor. We're starving. There's not enough fucking food. How dare you call this a fucking shithole? God, can you imagine there are people there trying to rebuild that country, make something of it, and this dickhead has the nerve to call it a shithole. Then give him more money, stupid. Then fix it if it's such a shithole. How dare you say that? That's the shittiest thing. God.
At the U.
What a fucking asshole.
At the UK Independent, the headline says, Donald Trump claims U.S. sold Norway F-52 aircraft that doesn't exist.
Yeah, US, meanwhile, look at that shithole country.
U.S. president cites fictional jet from video game Call of Duty, sparking widespread confusion. It's our president.
I mean, I would be like, do you think H.R. McMaster, where the fuck listens to this guy, was like, what is the F-150? What is that? Do we have that? Somebody's aide was probably like,
isn't that a Ford truck?
Yeah, F-150. I don't know anything
it's
about
a pickup
that
truck.
Right. Hey, listen. I'm making. Did we sell? Oh, hold on a second. Just for my. Did we actually sell Norway any planes?
Probably. I don't know. Sure. Where are friends?
I mean, because it's not like he just made this number up out of his fucking head or this.
Well, and do you know who they want their planes to guard against?
Who?
Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Russia.
Yeah, what about that dickhead?
He'd love to get his dick balls deep in their oil in Norway.
Say, if you're going to send someone something from video games to protect them, how about something like, I don't know, dude.
There's no F-52. Yeah, why not some lasers?
Some from World of Warcraft, something magic.
We're selling them lightsabers.
Right. Yes. Sell them the Death Star.
In November, we started delivering the first F-52s and F-35 fighter jets. We have a total of 52, and they've delivered a number.
That's what it was. Oh, he fucked up.
Oh, okay.
It was F-35s, and he saw the number 52 down there, so he said it was F-52s and F-35s.
Well, that's not, I mean.
But instead of saying, not F-52s, F-35s, and correcting himself like a normal human would be, he doubled down and said, we're selling them F-35s and F-52s.
Nobody's selling anybody F-35s.
Because he can't admit that he misspoke and he misread.
He cannot handle being wrong.
So he invented a plane.
Obama would have just said, I'm in F-30, whatever the fuck. It's an understandable mistake.
Right.
You're reading from a paper.
F-35s. I mean, we sent 52 F-35s. There you go.
It's a bunch
of fucking
numbers.
It's not an international incident. You're not embarrassed by anything.
But now it is.
Right.
Now it is, dickhead. You fucking idiot.
And it's only coincidence that the F-52s exist in Call of Duty. I can't imagine. You'd have to have special controllers made for that little hand, those little hands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and now it's a thing. I mean, it's a thing that he created.
It's a headline at the UK Independent.
Now Sarah fucking B. Sanders has got to talk about it, you know?
Jets. We have a total of 50 first F-52s and F-35 fighter jets. We have a total of 52, and they've delivered a number of them already.
He might not
That's
have noticed,
totally what it was.
But he sounds very subdued and very checked out. He might not have even noticed he did that. I don't know. It's all crazy. I don't know.
I don't know. So there you go. The president.
It's our president, man.
F-52s.
Got it. But that tweet is the worst thing. That tweet is the worst thing because that really demonstrates that he doesn't know anything about anything. You know, in the press, the weird fucking show he put on with the Democrats and the Republicans in front of the cameras talking about immigration. I mean, the guy clearly doesn't know what he's fucking talking about. I mean, why would he say that about DACA when he said the opposite?
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't know.
Whoever's in front of him.
He doesn't know, yeah.
The Hill blanked out HIT and shithole.
Oh, God, come on. Grow up, dickheads.
Trump criticized immigration from S...whole countries.
I you know, I actually, I feel bad. Some country with all the money in the world, the shittiest politics sometimes we have, and then we got to call other people that have less than us shitheads or the shithole. Yeah. You live in a shithole country. You think Haiti chose to have that earthquake?
Yeah, well, they chose to be black.
Oh, yeah. They didn't choose to be poor.
Walmart pulling a bait and switch today. Earlier in the day, they announced that they're raising their minimum wage in their stores to $11 an hour. It was on the, you know, the headlines. I think the White House might have even said something about it. Yeah. And quietly announced that they will also be laying off thousands of workers across the country as they close dozens of Sam's Club locations. People literally showed up at work and were like, you no longer have a job. Bye bye. Sorry.
Oh my God, dude.
63 Sam's Club stores will be closing. Thousands of people, obviously, are going to be out of work.
And I would guess that those are people that work paycheck to paycheck.
Some locations reportedly stopped business suddenly on Thursday without giving any advance warning to employees.
Oh.
God bless America.
God, that's just shit. That's just fucking shit.
God bless capitalism.
Right. Screw God. Good job, God.
After a thorough review of our existing portfolio, we've decided to close a series of clubs and better align our locations with our strategy.
Oh my God, you heartless fucknuts. That's crazy. I mean, you know.
So it's bullshit. It was
it's total fucking right. Bullshit.
They're like, thanks to the Republican tax cuts, we're going to be giving everybody $11 an hour.
Now we're closing all these stores and, you know.
Right. When in reality, they're trying to keep up with Target, which raised its minimum to 11 or 12 an hour. And people are like, well, fuck it. Why would I go work at Walmart when I can go work at Target for
right.
a dollar more or whatever? So,
and I'm sure Walmart, when they put these stores in these communities, they gave them big fucking tax breaks.
Oh, incentives yeah, absolutely. To work
there. But now what happens? Now all those jobs are gone. Now what?
Right.
We shouldn't let...
I mean, maybe some good local businesses will open up, hopefully.
Yeah.
But vote to keep big chains out. That's the smartest thing for some of these cities and towns to do. They
decimate the economy, then they go yeah. away, and then what? I mean, how do you rebuild after Sam's leaves? I mean, how do you put all those people to work?
Rebuild Main Street. Let there be yeah. a dress shop and a men's shop and a toy shop and an apothecary and everything. All kinds of separate businesses that sustain families yeah. and sustain workers.
Because otherwise, these stores stay and then they'll leave and you're back to square one.
Right. Because it's not profitable enough for them. They can't pay yeah. you little enough. Well, we'll stay if you agree to make $4 an hour.
We should.
Then we'll be profitable enough.
God damn, that sucks.
All right. Late capitalism.
Right. Good job. Good job, everybody. Good job, Trump. Good job, Walmart. Yay.
Trump hires the best. We've got a follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
You remember a couple weeks ago, I think, we played a news conference.
Yes.
In the Netherlands with the, or it was just an interview that he was doing with a journalist, a Dutch journalist. It's our new ambassador to the Netherlands.
Yes.
Peter Hoekstra, who I think is a Trumpansie with like zero experience. This is like a buddy of his.
Right.
He's like, I'll totally send you to Norway.
Oh, my God.
Lots of white people there for you. You'll love it.
you'll love it.
The Netherlands. So the thing was, he had in the past said something like, here it is. Dutch journalist, he made unsubstantiated claims in 2015 about chaos that the Islamic movement was bringing to the Netherlands. Back then he said, quote, the cars are being burned. There are politicians that are being burned. And yes, there are no go zones in the Netherlands, he said at a conference hosted by a conservative group.
Oh, my God. So just spreading Islamophobia based on bullshit.
Well, and it's a lie.
Right.
No cars have been burned. Certainly no politicians have been burned. So the journalist that we played before said to him, you know, did you say that? And then he's like, well, I never said that. That's what we call fake news.
Right.
And then the guy played him a tape.
Of him saying that?
Of him saying it. And the guy was like, and he said, well, why do you call that fake news? Fake news? And he said, I didn't call it fake news.
You just said you did.
Right. Literally Trumpian. I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
5 minutes ago. I did not say that.
There's no arguing with these fucknuts, dude. You can't because they're, I don't know what reality they subscribe to.
This worthless piece of shit is now our ambassador to the Netherlands.
Oh, God.
It says the comments have been widely described as inaccurate, seem to reflect certain conspiracy theories about Sharia law.
Sharia law. Yes.
That crop up in circles of the far right.
Oh, God.
When pressed by Dutch reporters, so he gave a news conference finally.
Okay.
And the Dutch reporters aren't having none of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not like over here.
They're like, oh, by the way, congratulations on being the ambassador. What, do you really know of any politicians that have been burned?
Yeah. And he's just going to... Well, can't he just own up to it and say, you know what? What I said was reckless and stupid. It didn't make any sense. I'm sorry I said it.
When,
I was an idiot.
When pressed by Dutch reporters, he declined to retract the comments or give specific examples to back them up. In fact, he said, I will not be revisiting the issue and simply refused to answer any question at all. Stood there
what?
Like a post as they were asking these questions with a little smile on his face, waiting for other questions that he would answer.
What is America? He
yeah, this is our representative.
Right. Does he think he's taking the high ground there by...
I guess.
What the fuck does he think he's... God, we have the worst ambassadors. What are they? Who? What's his face? Was it... New Zealand, looking at people's tits. What and then, was his name? Scott Walker? Scott Walker, the other...
Scott Brown.
Scott Brown, yeah, yeah.
And then they're... Yeah, yeah, same thing. Censured. Our ambassador was censured to New Zealand because he was an asshole.
I'm not supposed to know...
And looking at tits and stuff.
We aren't supposed to know who the fucking ambassador to the Netherlands are.
Right.
We're not supposed to know who the ambassador is for fucking New Zealand. There's no fucking reason we should know that.
Or any of these cabinet positions.
You know this
right.
shit.
Here's a little bit of the audio, but you can hear one Dutch reporter finally say, no, this is the Netherlands. You have to answer questions.
Yeah, dickhead.
Are politicians being burned in the Netherlands in the past? Is that something you believe, yes or no?
I'm not revisiting the issue.
Yes, did you read the quote over the fireplace from John Adams?
If you're truly an honest and wise man,
would you please take back the remark about burned politicians? Or name the politician that was burned in the Netherlands.
If you're an honest man, will you take back your comment about burned politicians? They're not going to let this shit go.
Yeah, somebody has to take these people, these journalists to the Netherlands, to the side and say, listen, these Republican dickheads, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, good for them, though. We need more of this here.
Oh, absolutely. But these...
We needed this during the primaries.
Yes.
But no, they licked his hole.
Yes.
They licked his armpits. They licked his nipples.
No, people should have been saying, you're a birther. You honestly think Obama was born in Kenya. Is
Every
that not
time.
Racist?
Every time.
You want to blow up France. You're crazy.
Well, Trump pulled that, remember? I don't want to talk about that anymore. I don't want to talk about the birther stuff anymore. I don't want to talk about it.
That's your political career.
I don't
career.
Talk about it.
His political career is based on the bullshit lie that Obama was born in Kenya. That's his thing.
Right.
Or name the politician that was burned in the Netherlands.
Thank you.
Why don't you answer the question? Answer the question. This is not how this works, guys. Come on.
This is the Netherlands. You have to answer questions.
This is not how this works, guys. This is the Netherlands. You have to answer questions. And he's just standing there looking at the group like, well, okay, next question.
Didn't Trump refer to a terrorist attack that happened somewhere in, was it the where was it, dude? Was
Bowling Green, the Bowling Green massacre?
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
It didn't exist. I don't know. It was fake. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't anywhere. It was a bullshit terrorist event made up by our fucknut president. These guys.
Kellyanne Conway talked about it. Something about all the killings in Bowling Green or something that. Yeah. And people are like,
what Bowling Green?
It never happened. Never happened.
It's maddening. You, these guys clearly lie and can't even get through to them or something. They stonewall. The idea that a guy running for president is a birther and doesn't believe that the previous president was legitimate matters. I don't know how it couldn't matter.
Well, yeah. Black.
Yeah.
President, by the way.
We should, you know.
He even tried to say, where are his transcripts? So not only did he not think that he was born in America, he thought that somehow he cheated his way through Harvard.
Oh, yeah. The nerve.
He's not qualified.
He didn't even go to Wharton, right? Didn't we learn that yesterday? Or he went there.
Well, he did, but he didn't get a degree, which he fails. Although he claimed he was number one in his class, which nobody can prove that.
Number one at what?
That's a lie. Yeah.
Number one at what? Grabbing pussies?
I was number one in my class. I'm not from a shithole country.
Oh, yeah. God, you're lucky or not.
Why are we letting people in from these shithole countries? Good God, he's my dad.
Nah,
holy shit. Donald Trump is my dad.
No, man. I mean,
rest in peace.
Right. But I don't know. I just, it's just so horrible. It's like we have so much over here. And I got a friend who came here from Haiti. And, you know, he actually said he ate dirt. Sometimes they put dirt in their food as a filler.
Oh.
Dirt, man. Dirt. So, fuck you, Donald. Shithole country. I mean, so insensitive. So fucking shitty. And if it's leaked and he didn't mean that to be heard in public, then he obviously really feels that way. So, is that how he's looking at DACA? Is that how he's looking at immigration and shit?
Whatever's on Fox and Friends. Apparently,
he's racist.
Is his policy of the day?
Race is got to be a part of every fucking decision he makes. His racism is in every. It's in all everything he touches.
Yep. Hashtag make America great again.
Fuck you,
my guy.
Why don't you leave? God,
I've got another story here. Oh, we're talking about this immigration stuff.
Yay.
The human impersonator, Stephen Miller.
Oh, God.
Some Republicans have said behind the scenes and quietly.
Yes.
To McClatchy yesterday. 14 sources. 14 sources, McClatchy.
Yeah.
Said that... they're blaming White House senior advisor Stephen Miller and his staunch views as a reason for the lack of meaningful immigration reform right now.
So he won't budge.
He's whispering in the president's ear every 5 seconds. You can't. No. You got to get rid of these people.
Then why doesn't Kelly just fire the fucking guy?
Hopefully he's working on that. They say Miller is calling for too many immigration policies in exchange for legislation to protect the so-called dreamers. He wants everything. Holding the gun to the head of the dreamers. I want a wall. I want end to chain migration. I want an end to the lottery system.
How does a 34-year-old fucking racist lunatic have the ear of our president?
Because he's
doesn't make any. It's folly, dude.
He's still running his tongue over the grooves of Trump's bunghole like an old 78 record.
Hold on a second. So, like, Trump's asshole is the record. And Stephen Miller's tongue is a needle.
Yes, it's the needle moves more than the record in this.
Yeah, you know,
case.
I got a nice record player out there in the living room, man. I
have one also.
I'm not playing it anymore. I mean, it's what I'm going to think of. You ruined vinyl. Yeah,
do you have any orange vinyl? It's
you ruined
out there.
Vinyl!
There's probably some awesome 70s orange vinyl out there.
Yeah, you're right. He's just tonguing this guy's fucking hole.
14 people. 14 people were sources for this, saying that shithole, that subhuman, nasty creature, Stephen Miller, is the one who was kind of the butt plug preventing the release of a deal.
God, that sucks.
One lawmaker said it's no secret he's an obstacle to getting anything done on immigration.
Right.
Another House Republican was quoted saying that in order to advance negotiation on immigration reform, quote, there's no option but to kind of get Miller out of the way.
Yeah. How has that guy hung around so long? So many people have left.
Probably it was Miller's idea to throw Cotton and Goodlatte in that meeting earlier.
That makes a lot of sense.
When Durbin and Lindsey Graham went to visit the president with possibly a deal.
You think Lindsey Graham is friends with Stephen Miller?
No.
Probably hates his motherfucker.
Hates him. That little weasel. I hate that motherfucker.
That little fucking Nazi. Yeah. How depressing. What the fuck is that little Nazi fuck running around the White House? Sebastian Gorka, creep and everything. At least, and I'm making this about age. When you look at, at least he looks like he might know something just because he looks older. Maybe he's wise about something. But Stephen Miller.
Wait, Sebastian.
I'm trying.
It looks like
saying,
he should be petting a white furry cat in his lap every time he's talking.
All these people are horrible. They're horrible. Mueller, what in the fuck are you
he's
doing?
He's going as fast
God
as he can.
Damn it.
There's a lot to do.
Come on, man. God damn it. Do you have any executive time? Does he have any executive time where he's just fucking around watching TV, eating fucking McDonald's, tweeting? Oh, God. It's got to get these Nazis out of the fucking White House.
So Stephen Miller.
Oh, God.
Even the GOP. Well, the GOP are blaming. Many of the GOP are blaming.
There's nothing nice about you,
he's so
Stephen.
Gross. He's really.
Who the fuck did. Is Stephen Miller married?
No.
Does someone let him inside of them?
I can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
It's ever. Happened. That's why he's so angry.
Bleah. All these guys, all these right wing nut job lunatic fuck nuts. These racist dickheads. How do they have partners? Good God.
Oh, this is creepy.
What's this? Did Trump sell another plane from Call of Duty?
There's a new report over at the Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
The headline says Donald Trump signals openness to North Korea diplomacy in interview.
Okay.
But... reading farther down,
right,
he said, you remember that agent Peter Strzok, who was the guy that was on Mueller's team that they found later or earlier had texted during the election, oh my God, what are we going to do about Trump?
Oh yeah,
we got to do something about this. He can't be president, that kind of thing.
By the way, a lot of people feel that way.
And then Mueller said, well, you know, you shouldn't be on the team anymore,
right,
because of that, and recused him, kicked him off.
Yes.
Like, probably should have, so that there wouldn't be the appearance of a conflict of interest. Of course, the Republicans are squealing.
Oh, yes.
This is terrifying. Trump said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal that former member of special counsel Robert Mueller's team, who was found to have sent text message critical of him, was guilty of treason. Holy.
Who is?
Fuck. The agent that was criticizing Trump.
Trump said that guy's
treason.
Because he said something negative about the president?
The remarks were mentioned in a short paragraph about FBI agent Peter Strzok, S-T-R-Z-O-K, Strzok, whose texts about Trump, according to the president, amounted to treason.
How is Trump even saying that? I mean, because is he saying because he said, what are we going to do about Trump? Meaning they're planning to do something about Trump. Is that how he's justifying saying that?
I guess.
That's stupid.
Terrifying. So if you're against Trump now, you're a traitor.
Wow.
That's fascism. Yeah. I mean, that's
straight up.
That's look at the what is it? The seven steps to fascism. That's a definite one where if you're against the great leader, you're considered a traitor and treasonous.
You know, and by the way, Trump isn't the tyrant. It's Obama. Remember, he's a tyrant. Obama was a great dictator. God, you fucking idiots that voted for this guy. Fuck
Holy,
you so
that's
hard.
That's terrifying. Mueller dismissed Strzok from the team investigating Trump's campaign after discovering he'd exchanged negative texts about the president, about the prospect of a Trump presidency.
Right.
With an FBI lawyer. When those texts were revealed to the public late last year, they became a major GOP talking point, proving bias. In quotes.
Right. And
proving
treason.
Bias against Trump within the Bureau.
Well.
Leading to a new congressional probe into whether Page and Strzok were leaking to the press. So now they're trying to think of this guy was actively.
But let's get real.
Wow.
You don't think there's a bias against Trump in the FBI and the CIA and law enforcement after the shit he said about them?
He said they were Nazis.
Yeah.
Nazi Germany.
Right.
It's like what Nazi Germany would do. I can't believe they did that to me.
And, you know, he stood in front of that spy memorial, and he sat there and complained about how the press was talking about, you know.
And how big his crowds were.
Yeah, it's so disgusting. Yeah. Of course, there's a bias against you. You're an asshole. You're a supreme asshole.
Yeah. Big, giant, festering one.
There's a big prejudice against you because you constantly give people reason to hate the shit out of you. I mean, God.
We mentioned this guy a little earlier. First presidential pardon recipient, Joe Arpaio.
You got to be shitting me. Oh, my fucking God.
Now running for senator in Arizona at 85 years of age, by the way.
Oh, okay. He's ready to write some. He's going to legislate.
I hate to be ageist, but man, hate. Preserve this motherfucker.
Do you think guys a little Nazi Stephen Miller told Trump to pardon this guy and then told him to have him run for Senate?
I'm sure he's all for it.
Oh yeah.
Arpaio Turgid. Pulls over brown people and throws them in jail because they're Ooh! Brown. Are you God. Kidding me? Of course. Here's Joe Arpaio.
What a fuckhead.
On with Chris Cuomo.
Fuck you.
On the CNN.
Yeah.
You're kind of reintroducing yourself to the voters there. Is there any regret that you hold in your heart for the conditions that people were kept in, the nature.
Hold on. Let me answer. No.
No. No.
I'll answer for him. No.
Of immigration enforcement, the birtherism claims about President Obama, things that are black marks on your record. Do you have any regret? Do you have any change on any of those?
Well, you know, Frank Sinatra says in my way, regrets, I've had a few, too few to mention, and I'll repeat that to you. But no, I have no regrets. We did the right thing. My people did the right thing. We were very successful throughout my 24-year tenure, the longest-serving sheriff in the history of Maricopa County. No, I don't have a regrets. A few mistakes, yes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Was the birth of
He's quoting Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
A few mistakes, yes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Wait till it gets to the NSYNC quotes.
What about the other guy? What's that other guy? The old crooner, Andy, Tony. Oh God, I've got like 18.
Tony Bennett?
No, well, okay, Tony Bennett could be in there. What's the guy that wrote My Way? He actually wrote My Way. He wrote My Way.
Oh, yeah, I think Paul Anka.
What about Paul Anka? Quotes from Paul Anka, dickhead. God.
I don't have a regrets. A few mistakes, yes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Was the birtherism a mistake?
Cuomo
he
says,
sounds stupid as fuck. I'm sorry.
Cuomo says, was the birtherism a mistake?
Sheriff in the history of Maricopa County? No, I don't have a regrets. A few mistakes, yes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Was the birtherism a mistake?
When you have a... Oh, now you're bringing that up.
What? Yes! You're running for Senate, you fuck, you old asshole, you racist dick.
You said Barack Obama was born in Kenya, you fuck. And he got a strike force together, right? They went to Hawaii to investigate.
You're bringing that up?
Yes.
When you have a... Oh, now you're bringing that up.
Yeah, Snowflake.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're playing your greatest hits, you asshole. And you're going to hear them played over and over and over until your ass is pummeled in the primary.
I'm doing a podcast and I'm breaking a sweat. I fucking hate Joe Arpaio. God damn, dude. This is the stupidest. I mean, you know, he's racist. There's all that shit about him that's horrible, birtherism. But it's this fucking... He just quotes Frank Sinatra, and he's so condescending. But he's going through my way lyrics, to make his point about why he's...
But I'm sure he's schooled that libtard Chris Cuomo, if you look at right-wing media.
He's answering important questions about him that the voters need to know, and he's referencing Frank Sinatra. This is not normal. Democrats don't run fucking candidates like this. They don't. I'm sorry. This is not a normal party. This is a party of fucknuts. This is crazy. I don't know that I've ever heard Arpaio talk for so long. He sounds stupid. I never realized how
He's 85.
But
not,
god,
you know,
damn, I mean, shit, he sounds like an idiot.
Oh, he's a fucking asshole.
I am going to burst a blood vessel listening to him talk about Frank Sinatra.
Doesn't it sound insane?
You have to admit it sounds insane. Listen to him.
Well, he's an asshole.
He's stupid.
Here we go. More of Chris Cuomo interviewing.
He's so dumb.
Interviewing Joe Arpaio. Let me back up a little. There we go. Oops.
What a fucking...
Oh, hold on a second.
Idiot.
You think it doesn't matter?
No. I don't have a regrets. A few mistakes, yes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Was the birtherism a mistake?
When you have a... Oh, now you're bringing that up. Why wouldn't I? I'm going to tell you something.
You think it doesn't matter? I want to be a U.S. senator. You were part of a campaign to delegitimize a president of the United States. It matters, no?
Let me back up a little. I couldn't resist.
God, that's funny.
Mistakes, yes. Everybody makes mistakes.
Was the birtherism a mistake?
When you have a... Oh, now you're bringing that up.
Well, why wouldn't
I? I'm going to tell you something.
Do you think it doesn't matter?
I want to be a U.S. senator?
You were part of a campaign to delegitimize a president of the United States? Matters, no?
No. I started this because of fake document, a government document. I didn't care where the president came from.
You liar.
You fucking liar.
Liar.
Oh God. Wait a second. He is trying to... This is crazy. He is trying. I don't know what fucking Frank Sinatra, Paul Anka song he's going to use to justify this with, but he's trying to take away birth. He's trying to separate Obama from birtherism. But you can't. It's about. Right?
A
dick. What an idiot. Huh. Yeah.
Here's the rest of it. No, you wait. No, that was that was a government document.
He gets
document,
so...
A government document. I didn't care where the president came from. I didn't care at all. And we have the evidence. Nobody will talk about it. Nobody will look at it. And anytime you want to come down, or anybody, will be glad to show you the evidence. And by the way, you're going to hear more about this fake...
So you believe that President Obama...
He's been saying this shit for years. We got this evidence. Nobody wants to look at it. You come down and look at it. Show it to us, you fuck.
Show us.
Is it an elephant that you can't travel?
Show me where the hut was where Obama was born in Kenya, and shove that Frank Sinatra shit up your fucking ass.
And what's with the cock tease for the past several years? Oh, you're gonna see.
Wait.
We're gonna whip that fucker out any minute now.
It's the same shit with Hillary. It's the same shit. If there's evidence that Hillary's a big crook, what are you waiting for, fuck faces? What are you waiting for? What? Bring me the proof that Obama was born in Kenya right now, dickhead. Just right now. And you know what?
So your great outrages today are Trump being compared to the Cubs.
Yeah.
And Arpaio invoking you, Frank Sinatra.
Fuck you, Tucker. God damn it, I'll never forget that. No, it's just, he sounds like a fucking idiot. And you know what? You can tell the way this guy talks. He wants to feel like Joe Arpaio wants to be a big fucking badass.
Tough guy. Oh, yeah,
He's Frank Sinatra at the casino table.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
They all are. They're all these mob wannabes.
Oh, my God.
You want to come down, or anybody will be glad to show you the evidence. And by the way, you're going to hear more about this fake.
So you believe
phony
that
birth certificate.
President Obama
fake phony what? Birth certificate. He's still standing by.
Hold on a second. I am not certain you're playing a clip from today.
This is today.
It says
January. Well, from yesterday,
2018.
Yeah. He's running for Senate.
He's saying more is going to come out about Obama.
Oh, you wait.
Fake birth certificate?
He's been sitting on it like an egg.
Fuck you. God. It's no birth.
We'll be glad to show you the evidence. And by the way, you're going to hear more about this fake.
You believe that President Obama's birth certificate is a phony?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We have the evidence. I'm not going to go into all the
details.
And you never do.
Right.
Why doesn't somebody say to him, Joe, 5 years ago you said this. I've got the evidence. Nobody wants to look at it. Can't you hire somebody to carry it for you? Is it too heavy?
Right, right. If Joe Arpaio...
We have an internet.
...had a smoking gun, if he had proof, I don't know what the fuck it would be, that Obama was born in Kenya, why would you not want to... You're on CNN, dickhead.
I think he presented it and everyone laughed at him. He's like, look, you can see where there's a fold here and you can see where this letter P is dropped. Dude, a micron.
If he would have brought that evidence on the Chris Cuomo show on CNN and it was compelling and it was real, he could have dropped the mic and walked off the stage. He would have been the biggest political star ever.
I think he blew his wad and everybody laughed at it. And disgusting. he swears now that nobody will look at it because they've looked at it and it's ridiculous.
It's stupid as fuck.
No doubt. Proof.
Hey, let me guess.
Come down and look at my evidence.
Joe, who's your favorite singer? Who is it? Let me guess. What a fucking loser.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We have the evidence. I'm not going to go into all the
details. You know, even Donald Trump now says that he believes that the president was born in this country, right?
He never said about a fake birth certificate. That's the only thing I was trying to prove. He never said
if he had a fake birth certificate was a fake. Then he wouldn't be legitimately born in this country, Sheriff. It takes us to the same place. It doesn't matter whether you want to talk about a forged instrument or anything else that was fraudulent. Either the man was born in this country or he wasn't. The good news is we know the answer. He was. But if you want to be a U.S. senator, don't you think that people should have confidence in your judgment on something as crucial as that?
His way.
Fuck everybody.
Joe Arpaio is doing it his way.
Yeah.
The stupid way.
The stupid way. The racist way.
And you know what? He'll get elected in Arizona, maybe, right?
No.
He won't?
No. They voted him out as sheriff.
Oh, really? Did they really?
Yeah, yeah. He'll be up against a Republican that's less insane. Maybe.
Let's just imagine for a second that Joe Arpaio is elected to the U.S. fucking Senate. How does he do things like, what if he's on a committee and he has to talk to other dickheads?
But they just drove the clown car from Alabama over to Arizona now to drop him off. It's another batshit lunatic that the Republicans are putting up for national office.
The GOP's like, do we have any old, disgusting, rapey, racist white guys with name recognition run for office?
Who swear Obama's birth certificate is fake.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hill this old fuck wants to die on.
You just wait. We're going to present the evidence. Well, he's been president for two terms.
Maybe on your 95th birthday, Joe, you'll release that for us and enlighten us all.
But if he knew...
We should call him. Well, we'll give him the forum.
Okay, yeah.
If he has unequivocal evidence that proves that Obama's birth certificate is a fake, well, let's have him on Crab Diving. I'll have him on.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I got to take some pills.
Who doesn't want to? Oh, God.
I know.
Anyway,
it's so
here's
fun.
The rest of it.
But I have a question. I'm sorry. I'm beating this to death. But if he knew, if his team, if his crack team, what do you think that team looks like,
I'm
by
sure
the way?
It's white, white, and white.
If they had compelling evidence that Obama was born in Kenya, he's had two terms in office. When are you going to bring it up? For the good of the country, they should have brought it up, you know, a long time ago.
I say they did. And everybody laughed at them, and they slithered back into their holes and said, we've got evidence nobody will look at.
Oh, my God. Would you not have loved to seen the look on that fuck nut's face? What do you think it's like when they display the evidence? They took it out of a nice case and said, look, here it is. And somebody's like, that's the stupidest
that's ridiculous
fucking shit I've ever seen.
Right.
Did he cry?
And that's the one that Trump swore by. He sweared by that.
I mean,
that's the one that Trump swore by when he was saying, there's proof, there's proof. He was talking about this guy.
Oh, my God, Donald.
I've got proof. I had people go down there.
Oh, my God.
He's talking about Arpaio.
Joe Arpaio.
Group, yeah.
Born in this country, or he wasn't. The good news is we know the answer. He was. But if you want to be a U.S. senator, don't you think that people should have confidence in your judgment on something as crucial as that?
Well, this has been going on for quite a while, and I've been reelected, by the way, when all this was going on.
You were reelected as sheriff in a yeah, heinous
yeah
Republican area.
I mean, what? Yeah, I don't know.
Quite a while, and I've been reelected, by the way, when all this was going on.
Yeah,
so I don't believe the people. That was the last election, and I'm not going to get into the Soros pumping $3 million.
George Soros
fucking
is
God
the only reason I lost my last election.
This idiot, this guy.
You see the look on Cuomo's face.
What is he like?
Cuomo's like rolling his eyes like, oh, brother, Soros. He just went full Soros. He landed a full Soros.
Right.
Congratulations.
Okay. Jeez.
6.0 from the
right
judge.
He did it his way. The stupid fucking way.
It was the last election, and I'm not going to get into the Soros pumping $3 million with the Department of Justice.
You just did. You just did.
This guy's a real deal.
Soros pumped $3
million. I think this dickhead believes his shit. And he is like the guy that sits at the end of the bar on the south side of Chicago.
Except he had a badge and a gun. Well, that'd be the guy in the south side of Chicago, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? He's stupid as fuck. He believes every fucking conspiracy theory that he comes in contact with, and he's racist, and he's stupid. This guy was elected sheriff? Oh, my God.
Announcing the day before voting. So the fix was in, emanating from Obama and Holder when they opened the investigation 60 days after they took office, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 8 years till they finally got me on a contempt of court. So evidently,
after you had lost court battles and were ordered to stop going after brown people unconstitutionally, you said, fuck you. Had your sheriff still round up the Mexicans.
You were pulling people over because they're
skin color. That's why you were held in contempt of court. It was a long process, yes. And you put up your little fat white middle finger to the whole thing, to the rule of law that you supposedly follow.
You know what? I hope the voters in Arizona look at this idiot and say, you know what? My God, we deserve better than this.
Well, and he got
idiot
pummeled by that other guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Whoever ran for and beat him for sheriff. So I don't know where it's like.
So what's the point of him running if he's going to fucking lose? Is it just
I hope
fuck
he gets
you
clocked by whatever other Republican runs?
Oh, my God.
Clocked.
Finally got me on a contempt of court. So evidently it took them 8 years to get this sheriff.
Well,
so but that's OK.
But that's OK. But that's OK. It's all right.
He's such a fucking simpleton.
Bada boom, bada bing.
What do you, yeah.
Good God.
What a simpleton.
This is our country right now.
He's not even like.
Woohoo!
God, hey. Oh, shit, man. If he's elected to the Senate, I mean.
He's
no way he's going to. Hey, Joe, why don't they give you an ambassadorship? Why don't you be the ambassador of some fucking country?
I mean, Jeff Flake.
Oh, God.
You know, in the not too distant past, was an asshole Republican right wing nut job. Right. Now he's one of the more sane Republicans because he's been a never Trumper.
Well, the bar is lowered, right?
Wrote an anti-Trump book.
Yeah.
So maybe there's enough sane people in Arizona because they put Flake there in the first place.
Right. That's true.
That they will.
That's true.
They will shout down the lunatics that might vote for this carbuncle.
Hey, I have a question. When fucking Schittler fires the thin-lipped Gollum Sessions, why not give Joe Arpaio the fucking job of AG? Why the fuck not?
I'm surprised he didn't get Homeland Security or something. Or
how would this guy do in
National Security Advisor?
Confirmation. God.
Could have taken over for Mikey Flynn.
Wasn't David Clark supposed to be Homeland Security, whatever the fuck?
Something like that.
Does Trump have a hard-on for guys with badges? Is that what this
is?
Yeah,
but David Clark was black. We're going to be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. Don't forget. Don't forget, everybody. Ryan's going to be on doing comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a great night, everybody. We're back tomorrow with more of this. Have a great evening. Amusing to
think. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.